By now it's been established beyond all doubt that John Siegenthaler, the founding editorial director of USA Today, is not a longtime suspect in the assassinations of John and Robert Kennedy. That misinformation was published as a joke in the free online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, and brought to light 2 weeks ago by Siegenthaler himself. The incident called into question Wikipedia's credibility and accuracy. Wikipedia relies on volunteers to write and edit its content. But an article published yesterday in the online version of the journal Nature brought Wikipedia some good news. An investigation carried out by Nature found that science entries in Wikipedia are not, quote, markedly less accurate than those found in Encyclopedia Britannica. We're joined by Mark Peplow, one of the Nature staffers who conducted this survey. Mr. Peplow, thanks for being with us.
That's okay.
What were you looking at in this investigation, and what did you find?
Okay, well, we dreamt up 50 different scientific terms that had reasonably similar lengths of entries in both Encyclopedia Britannica online and Wikipedia, and we asked scientific experts in the field to actually do some peer review on these. Specifically, we asked them to look for factual errors, critical omissions, or unclear, misleading, or biased statements. So having agreed what the errors were, we totted them all up and found that, on average, if you look at an Encyclopedia Britannica article, there were maybe about 3 errors per entry, and with Wikipedia, there were about 4 per entry. So not substantially less accurate than the sort of gold standard Encyclopedia Britannica.
And when we talk about these errors, how big or how large are we talking about?
The vast majority of them are very small. We didn't regard spelling mistakes as errors. However, if someone's name was misspelled, like an important person in the context of the article, just about qualified as an error. Some of them are very simple errors about dates. However, in a few cases, just a handful of cases, there were sort of more significant conceptual errors where it was clear that they didn't really understand what it was that they were describing, and they'd sort of missed the whole point of, say, how a field effect transistor works.
So the upshot is that the error rate for Wikipedia is not that much different than Encyclopedia Britannica. Were you surprised by that?
I was. I must admit, I expected Wikipedia to have more errors than Encyclopedia Britannica. What I found more surprising was just how many of these sorts of very tiny errors were found across both encyclopedias, because you don't really expect them, particularly not in Britannica, which, like I said, is regarded as the gold standard.
So is this good news for Wikipedia or bad news for Encyclopedia Britannica?
Well, I don't think it should be seen as bad news necessarily for either of them, because obviously both strive for quality. But I think it is particularly good news for Wikipedia because it shows that their model of doing things where anybody can contribute to this freely available encyclopedia, that model is working. It's not producing complete garbage. It's producing something which is, you know, it's in the same ballpark, at least, as Encyclopedia Britannica.
Mark Peplow, you work for an esteemed scientific journal. Would you recommend consulting these encyclopedias on scientific topics?
I think they're both a good place to go for a first look at a topic. I don't think I'd ever regard any encyclopedia as sort of gospel truth on anything, but they're a really good place to go for a sort of first look at any scientific subject to get your head around it, really.
You've also surveyed about 1,000 scientists who've published papers in Nature to find out what they knew about Wikipedia. What did you find there?
Well, we found that out of these 1,000 or so Nature authors, more than 70% have heard of Wikipedia, which is pretty good, given that, certainly I hadn't heard of it 2 years ago. 17% of those that had heard of it consulted it on a weekly basis. But, interestingly, less than 10% of those helped to update it. So one of the ways, obviously, with this sort of community-driven encyclopedia, one of the ways to improve it is for more scientists to get involved in just checking out whatever things are closest to their area of expertise, checking if it's right, and if it's not, spending 5 or 10 minutes just to update it.
Mr. Peplow, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mark Peplow is a reporter with the science journal Nature.